You're tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, in recent years, I know East London has built up a reputation, I know, as a centre of the media generally, I don't know, and filmmaking in particular. Many top filmmakers, actors, and people involved in film production, in one way or another, they choose to either live and also work in the East End as well. Running parallel to this, of course, is it's also inspired lots of local people as well to get, you know, to try and break into the film industry as well. Yet, I don't know, trying to be discovered talent, you know, it's working hard, making movies on a shoestring, hoping to get noticed. A lot of these people are out there really working hard at this. I mean, it's a difficult world out there, yeah? Well, that's where our guest comes in. He's organising a special event next week here in East London to showcase up-and-coming filmmakers. And by all accounts, it's a bit of a glitzy affair as well, yeah? Now, with luck and the gremlins all allowing us to do what we do, we're now joined out live on the line by producer, writer, director and chief executive of Limelight Film Awards, Munsa Ali. Munsa, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, right. Great. You are there, because quite often the technical glitches, you know, get the better of us here. Thanks for joining us here. Come on. Can you just tell us about what you're planning next week?
Yes, yeah, sure. It's Monday the 9th. It's the Limelight Film Awards. It's our seventh award ceremony. And what it basically is, as you said earlier, when it's about giving recognition. Now, what the award ceremony effectively does is identifies at least 12 emerging new filmmakers from within our communities. And like you said, the ongoing struggles for filmmakers that they have, and me myself as a filmmaker as well, is of course to produce something and then at least get people to watch it, and through that get some recognition for our work. So that's what the Limelight Film Awards does. It's attended by 500 filmmakers, people from the industry, including people from Hollywood and Bollywood as well. And it's a fantastic way to recognize people. And there's also the Film of the Night Award, which is a £10,000 production award.
Oh, right. Okay. Actually, this isn't just sort of like a silly Mickey Mouse thing, then. This is like serious prize, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's grown over the 7 years, and it's thanks to all our sponsors and partners as well. We've got the largest law media firm to Hollywood stunt fighters, the people that's actually fought with Jet Li and Jason Statham, worked on Transporter 3. So, you know, I'm just doing a bit of name dropping here. But yeah, it's actually grown. And we now have international submissions from South America, India, Iran, Iraq, and of course highlighting London and UK as well.
And of course, what you're showing is what they call shorts, is that right, shorts?
That's right. So,
yeah, can you just explain, for people who aren't too sure exactly what they are, how they work?
There's a slight confusion with actually what feature length is. So generally a feature can be considered anything over 40, 45 minutes, and anything under that can be a short film. Now, our criteria is quite simple. Your short film must be no more than 15 minutes long and no more than 3 years old from the date of submission. And submission is peanuts to submit your film. If you're in school or education and you can get that authorized, then your submission is totally free. And as I said, we have now hundreds of films. We have over 1,200 films in our library, and we will be launching a web TV channel very soon where we can invite people from the industry, young filmmakers, and have a Q&A and showcase more talent shortly as well.
That was brilliant. And this is all happening down the Troxy, is that right?
The next award ceremony, 9th of June, is at the Troxy. There are a few tickets available, but they're going like hotcakes.
Right, that's down commercial rate. It's quite a place as well, isn't it, the Troxy? People have never been there, so if we're going just to go to the Troxy, it is quite a place. And you made it all quite glitzy as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because the thing is, there's this semiology that, you know, when you have a community-based thing, that you don't get the right kind of attention. And what we try to do is merge that we still have the community spirit, but like you say, maintain that glitzy affair so that we can A, attract the kind of caliber of people within the industry, and B, bring actually people into East London. And that's what Troxy has a history of, because it's a building from, I believe, the 20s or 30s.
Yes, yeah, so 1930s. So it's what they call a deco building, isn't it?
That's it. And I think it's a fabulous place, and it's got so much history. And yeah, we bring in people, we have people from UK and abroad as well, 500 people turning up in East London, which for me as an East Londoner is a fabulous thing.
What is it about East London that's attracting people to do with film? What do you think it is?
I think East London traditionally is a hotbed of cultures, and now we have global audiences, we have global options via the internet, and of course travel as well, that stories and cultures and histories are no more local or regional. They are truly global. So, for example, East End has so many different cultures coming here through the ages, everyone bringing their own experiences of their other cultures or other nations. And more so, whilst they're here in the UK or in East London, they actually develop their own point of view, their own perception. So that's why we're continuously getting fresh perceptions, fresh ideas. And it's a melting point, and culture is something that constantly evolves, so we're always able to express ourselves in a new creative manner.
I mean, how did you first get into film? What sort of drew you into film? Because you're an East End boy, aren't you?
I am indeed, sir. I got into film at the age of 19, so that's going quite a way back. But effectively, it was me going to cinema quite a lot, and I'm quite proud to say this, that I did not always agree with what we were seeing on screen as far as what was portrayed or the message or what we perceived the truth to be. So rather than just continue complaining about it, I thought, let me try and do something.
And go and do something about it. Don't just moan about it. Do something about it.
Unfortunately for me, at the age of 19, I knew nothing about film, no one in the film industry. I had no contacts. And coming from, shall we say, a slightly reserved cultural background, it wasn't something that was put forward to us as an option as a child. So it was a struggle for me. So I went and I ended up going to university to do a film degree. And from then on, I set up my company and just kind of, you know, had that independent spirit, if you like, just to kind of do my own things. And from then, it's just spiraled out of something that's now we've got a film with an independent production company, and I'm launching my feature film very soon as well.
Absolutely, that sounds brilliant. Now, if people want to find out more about this or they want tickets, how can they get tickets for this event? You said there's a few left over. How can they get all the tickets?
Yep, there's tickets on the website, which is Limelight Awards with an S at the end, so limelightawards.com. And there's an easy way to just click on it. The tickets are very, very cheap. It's £15. But there's also hot food reception, champagne drinks as well. And of course, it's a fabulous place where you've got people from the film and media world there. So, 2-hour event followed by an amazing after party as well.
It sounds an absolutely amazing night out for it. And that's on Monday night, yeah? Okay, I'll tell you what, though. We've got to go to the break now. But yeah, finally, I don't know. If there's somebody listening who's thinking, I don't know, I don't really know a lot about film, but it's film's something I really want to get into. I'd really like to sort of make it into film or get involved in filmmaking. Now, what advice would you give them?
Absolutely. The first piece of advice is just have an idea. It doesn't need to be the best idea in the world. And don't get put off, because the biggest thing, the challenges in filmmaking is the fear factor. We're always scared of what we can do or cannot do. And now, thanks to mobile phones, you can actually shoot a short film on a mobile phone. So one of the winning films a couple of years ago actually produced a film with a Fiverr.
Really?
The cheapest kind of film. And we're very, very proud of that filmmaker that he's actually produced something with £5. And he's won an award as well. And that award was recognized by people from the industry, from universities, and of course, people from Hollywood and Bollywood that actually attend as well. Yeah.
Munsa Ali from the Limelight Film Awards. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. And best of luck for Monday. It sounds like a great event. So best of luck for that as well.
Thanks
for being here, yeah. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be talking to someone who's got, well, organising another event. This is happening this afternoon around health centres and GP surgeries in and around East London. Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Advertise on New Sound Radio for as little as £10 per day.